keeping it simple, knowing what you can do in the almond orchard. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mike Griffin is a field supervisor for Blue Diamond Growers.
So it really comes down to sunlight, water, and nutrition.
But first, the importance of light in the tree.
I've seen trees that are like 30, 40 feet tall, and I can't even see the crop. And they turn out they've got like, 2,800 pounds up in the top of that tree because there's a big producing area up there that's getting the sunlight. And then for us, the water and nutrition is our part of it. And so the key is to make sure that what we apply gets used by the tree, and that's in that root zone. And so as long as we are monitoring and we know that we're not flushing our nitrogen or other nutrients down below the root zone, but irrigating just right.
And Griffin noted that drip irrigation is important to growers.
Drip irrigation is a wonderful tool that's come along, and we can use that to manage where the nutrition is in the root zone to feed those trees, to grow that wood, make those spurs, and make those nuts.
And of course, those fruiting spurs are the key.
It's really not that complicated.
Again, that's Mike Griffin with Blue Diamond Growers. In almonds, here's a reminder, frost can occur in late March and even April. So keep vegetation mowed and avoid working the soil from bloom through the end of March. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.